Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. I've been serving Jesus in public ministry full-time for some years now. But when I come to the week of Christ's Passion, my readings remind me to be humble about what I think I know about Jesus. In Matthew 26, Jesus tells his 12 disciples in verse 2, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." These 12 disciples have been with Jesus for years. He's been teaching them, and he has been starting to say, and more again and again, that he must die on the cross. But despite his teachings, despite his warnings, the 12 remain oblivious to this. But there is one person who understands Jesus, who he is, why he has come, and she now knows what she must do. Matthew 26, verses 7 to 13. A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Wow. There is a nameless woman who understands Jesus, that he's come to die, and she declares by her actions, "I'm all in, Jesus." What do you mean, Joel? My friends, this is no ordinary bottle of perfume. It is a rare product from the Himalayas worth about $50,000. This may be her life savings, her inheritance. Imagine being there. Can you imagine? Watching her walk into the room with this $50,000 gift, go straight over to your rabbi, and pour it all out, drenching Jesus and overwhelming the whole room you're in with this fragrance. This may well be her life savings, but she says, "I have no worries about tomorrow. I'm all in, Jesus. I'm putting all my chips on you as the Passover lamb come to die for us." How would you react? We read the disciples become indignant because they saw it as a waste. It could have been used to help the poor. Isn't that what Jesus would want? But Jesus looks at you as the nard runs down his kind face, and he reorients you. In fact, Jesus doesn't just defend her, but gives her the highest praise imaginable. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, she will be remembered for what she did. By the way, that's why 2,000 years later, a pastor from the wilds of Indiana is telling you about this woman today. I want to tell you, friend, what we can learn here is we need not worry what anyone might think or say when you go all in for Jesus. Not even those who think they know Jesus best. There is a real irony that the disciples are worried about the poor being neglected when this gift was being used to serve the one who had become the poorest of all. And these fellows would abandon the one who became poor when Jesus is betrayed and arrested, leaving Jesus all alone to be accused, beaten, shamed, and sent to the cross. Friend, please ponder for a moment the cruel punishment that would act upon every one of Jesus' senses. At the cross, blood dripping from the thorny crown would blur his vision. His tongue would only taste the bitter taste of sour wine. His ears would ring with the jeers and mocking of sinners. And every nerve receptor in his body would be screaming from the pain and shock. And never forget, my friend, the worst pain, the emotional and spiritual agony as the Father turns his face and pours out his wrath, the wrath we deserve, upon his own Son. Yet through it all, Jesus has one communication that speaks love in the darkest of all hours. Jesus sniffs, and there it is, the love gift of the woman. The perfume lingers until his final breath. Do you see why Jesus calls it a beautiful thing that she has done? This is a gift that will follow him into the grave. There is a singularity to her love gift that no other human being has ever matched. She truly was all in. So let me ask you, does this nameless woman make you feel like your love for Jesus is too small? Friend, the word for you this morning is a reminder that the gospel doesn't begin with our love. No, the gospel tells us that God first loved us, which sets us free to love him. We began as loveless sinners, which is why Jesus came to go to the cross. And still today, we keep finding ourselves in the same room as those who keep easily missing it. So my friend, return to the cross. Admit your love is too small, because when you admit the bad news, you open the door to the good news, the gift of God in Christ, the gift that keeps on giving all the way to eternity. Remember who you are and who you belong to.